Much is being made, and well, it should be, of the late Senator George McGovern's opposition to the war in Vietnam. A decorated World War II bomber pilot who landed more than one plane while it was engulfed in flames. He became the leading voice against the war because he'd had to wage one. But did you know he still had to suffer the taunting of fools who questioned his service? He was the son of a Methodist minister who never lost his South Dakota decent, but one time he did lean into a heckling kid on the other side of an airport chain link fence to whisper, "You can kiss my, well, you know." He bumbled his run for president in 1972 by firing his VP, Thomas Eagleton, after it was revealed that Eagleton had had electroshock therapy in the 60s. Critics said McGovern lacked a spine, but it's hard to imagine what they might have said back then about a candidate who admitted mental health issues. In 2005, McGovern said he shouldn't have fired Eagleton, but "I didn't know a damn thing about mental illness, and neither did anyone around me." He would later know plenty. But to the war. In September 1970, he wrote an amendment to end it and made an impassioned speech on the Senate floor criticizing those who opposed him. Here's part of what he said. "Every senator in this chamber is partly responsible for sending 50,000 young Americans to an early grave. This chamber reeks of blood. Every senator here is partly responsible for that human wreckage at Walter Reed and Bethesda Naval and all across our land. Young men without legs or arms or genitals or faces or hopes. There are not very many of these blasted and broken boys who think this war is a glorious adventure. Do not talk to them about bugging out or national honor or courage. It doesn't take any courage at all for a congressman or a senator or a president to wrap himself in the flag and say, 'We are staying in Vietnam,' because it's not our blood that's being shed. But we are responsible for those young men and their lives and their hopes. And if we do not end this damnable war, those young men will someday curse us for our pitiful willingness to let the executive carry the burden that the Constitution places on us." Afterwards, the Senate was silent. Then one lawmaker told McGovern he was offended, to which McGovern replied, "That was my intent." The amendment was defeated. 2 years later, in 1972, McGovern was as well. He lost every state but Massachusetts to Richard Nixon. He tried to draw attention to the corruption of the Nixon White House, but the full extent of the Watergate scandal didn't come out till after the election. Hence the "Don't blame me, I'm from Massachusetts" bumper stickers. But all of this is not what I remember about George McGovern. I remember when he was the guest speaker at a huge fundraiser for the Pine Street Inn, a homeless shelter here in Boston. You could have heard a pin drop as he talked about how in 1994 his daughter Terry stumbled out of a bar into a snowbank in Madison, Wisconsin, where she froze to death. He talked about his family's battle to pull her back from the abyss. He also talked privately with people afterwards, holding them, shedding tears. No one talked about Vietnam. And that reminds me of a story I reported in 1986 on the then new movement called Adult Children of Alcohol, mid-age adults realizing the impact of their parents drinking on them. We spoke with Janet Wojtitz of Rutgers Center of Alcohol Studies. The story was the last one that day on NBC Nightly News. The first one was about the bombing of Libya by U.S. forces in response to the Libyan bombing of a Berlin discotheque. Big story, freighted with the possibility of deeper military involvement. And yet I got a call from a colleague right after the show saying that the NBC switchboard had been ringing off the hook with calls about the story on alcoholism. I called Janet Wojtitz, and she said, "Well, of course, war is horrible. But people understand they're far more likely to lose loved ones to alcoholism than to Muammar Gaddafi." This past July, an obituary jumped off the pages at us. George McGovern had lost a second child, his only son, at the age of 60, to alcoholism. I was surprised the article didn't mention his daughter, Terry. It didn't get bigger play, but there's a good chance the copywriter didn't know who the McGoverns were. Steve's sister, Anne, was quoted as saying he'd had a long struggle with alcoholism. "We will all miss him deeply, but are grateful that he's now at peace." His father fought to save other people's children from war and to save his own children from battles on the home front. We are hoping today that he is at peace as well. George McGovern died early Sunday at the age of 90. His final public appearance was this past October when he introduced his recorded narration for Aaron Copland's Lincoln Portrait with the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. We are grateful they have shared a portion of that with us.
"From these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, and that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.